My in-laws have been telling me about a place called Angel Fire for many years. They make an annual trip there to remember friends and family lost in the Vietnam War. I was inspired when I made my first trip there as well. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In the early 1970s, the Westfall family began to construct a chapel and memorial to their son David, who was killed in the Vietnam War. They used land near Angel Fire, New Mexico, that they originally planned for a retreat, even selling portions of the original 800-acre ranch to help fund their work.
Angel Fire is at about 8,400 feet elevation. We've got wonderful views all the way around.
Kate German shares the story from what is now Vietnam Veterans Memorial State Park at Angel Fire, New Mexico.
We have about 45,000 people that come every year, and three quarters of those actually come between Memorial Day and Labor Day. Lots of the people who come here have been coming for years and years, and it's almost like a pilgrimage.
The site not only has a peaceful chapel that rises into the sky, but also gardens and a visitor center.
This site really honors everybody who was involved. We've got things that are donated from the families and friends of these veterans. Everything in the facility has been pretty much donated. We don't go out and seek artifacts.
The memorial predates the wall in Washington, D.C. by 10 years. Some have chosen to purchase memorial bricks with veterans' names inscribed upon them, which line the sidewalks. It's a place where all veterans can be recognized.
We have, I believe, two Australian bricks and two South Vietnamese bricks. One of those South Vietnamese bricks, the mother and daughter related to that gentleman have been here many times because it's the only place in the world where that man can be honored for his service.
The memorial and state park are open year-round and are free of charge. Traveling the countryside in Angel Fire, New Mexico, I'm Andrew McRae.